Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
At least like updates. And this is one on the funeral home in Colorado that is facing a lawsuit after allegations surfaced that the owners allowed bodies to decompose while providing families with counterfeit ashes. The lawsuit filed by Richard Law claims that Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose, Colorado, was involved in a disturbing scandal that affected numerous families. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation recently uncovered this shocking discovery at the funeral home, which we talked about, I think, last week, revealed at least 189 improperly stored bodies in a building owned by the establishment. These are just in the building. Authorities
just hanging around.
Oh, my God. Authorities have warned that this number could change as the investigation continues to process, or the process, rather, of identifying the victims' progresses. In death, these men and women deserve to be treated with respect and dignity, said plaintiff attorney Andrew Swan. Instead, they were defiled. Richard Law's involvement in the lawsuit stems from his experience entrusting his late father, Roger Law, to the care of the funeral home back in 2020. The funeral home was supposed to cremate Roger Law and provide his ashes to his son. However, the recent revelation suggests Roger's body was among the many found in the funeral home's building. Nearly 3 years after his death, Roger still has never been cremated. Instead, he was allowed to decompose in squalid conditions, the complaint stated. Roger's devastated, deserved better. So did the other 188 victims found at the Penrose property, he says. The shocking discovery came to light when locals in the area reported an abhorrent smell emanating from the property. Co-defendant John Holford allegedly attempted to attribute the smell to his taxidermy hobby, but was unsuccessful in doing so.
I live in Wisconsin. You're from Wisconsin. We're around a lot of people who do taxidermy. Is there an awful smell with taxidermy?
I don't know. I've never done
that. I thought that eliminates the smell.
Well, if you're doing it right, I mean, I think there's probably a process of, like, you know, taking the guts and stuff out. But I think if you dispose of that correctly right away, you're good. And then there's some sort of drying process, I assume, to then work with the remains. I don't know. But I don't know how on earth you have 189 bodies in a building. And then you're like, hey, it's time to go work on taxidermy. I'm going to go down there today and do that. I mean, I'm also wondering, 189 bodies, was this an active funeral home? Like, were clients coming in on a regular basis and nobody's realizing the scent? Or did they just shut down at some point and they just have been sitting there rotting while he does taxidermy?
That's a really good question. And I don't think we've heard how they were operating. I know that, so 2020 is when Roger Law was entrusted to their care. So that was, you know, 3 years ago. But what was happening at that time? And was it because we were in the thick of COVID? Maybe people weren't coming in. So maybe it was just the perfect cover for this.
You didn't have to burn the body. I mean, how much does it cost to incinerate a body? I mean, is it a cost-saving measure?
It could be. I know propane is something, natural gas that they use. It can cost a lot. I worked in the euthanasia industry, prices went up when natural gas went up, because obviously that's something they use every day.
But they're getting paid. They're getting money to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I'd imagine a hell of a lot more than it actually costs to buy gas to do the act of putting the body in there and incinerating it. The lawsuit alleges
they're making a profit. This is a very profitable business.
The lawsuit alleges that the funeral home owners not only allowed bodies to decompose improperly, but also provided families with counterfeit ashes and falsified death certificates. Other families have come forward with their concerns. They've noted that the material they received ashes seems very similar to dry concrete. A family member, Tanya Wilson, shared with KDRO her experiences of conducting a side-by-side test. She mixed water separately with quickcrete and then purported ashes that were claimed to belong to her mother, Young Anderson, Wilson replied. The reaction, it looked very, very similar, the consistency and everything. Then, when it dried into little tiny rocks, very, very similar. It gave me confirmation that I believe it is concrete. So they couldn't even get ashes. Really? Colorado is unique that it does not require professionals in the funeral home and crematory industry to be licensed. Is that like an oversight somewhere? Or is there like somebody lobbying for that? Like, we don't need licenses here. We're doing everything right here in Colorado. Return to Nature Funeral Home reportedly operated with an expired license, raising concerns about regulatory oversight. Attorney Andrew Swan criticized the lax regulatory status quo in the state and called for stronger enforcement mechanisms and more rigorous inspections. While he expressed confidence in the ongoing criminal investigation, he emphasized the importance of lawsuits like this and holding accountable those responsible for such misconduct. Richard Law, the plaintiff in the lawsuit, has shown dedication to the case despite the emotional toll it's taken. He takes a lot of satisfaction in standing up for the misconduct on behalf of other families, Swan said. Efforts to reach Return to Nature Funeral Home for comment have been unsuccessful, and their website is down, and a linked phone number is out of service. The FBI is also involved in the investigation, further underscoring the severity of the situation. So that's the latest on the Colorado funeral home.
I have a real problem with the fact that in Colorado, funeral home professionals are and crematory industry, that they're not licensed, because you have to be licensed as a nail technician. I mean, so the things that require licenses, and this doesn't. Think of the chemicals that they're using that could absolutely destroy an entire community should those chemicals get, you know, disposed of improperly.
Yeah.
Or the damage that could be done to the people working in the funeral home. You need to have some sort of a background and licensure to make sure that you know what the fuck you're doing.
One would think, but at the end of the day, did they break any laws? I would imagine something was broken here. I mean, probably proper storing of bodies or something to do with corpses, I'm guessing. But in terms of, I guess, efficacy with the, or not efficacy, but in terms of laws and regulations of the funeral home, if there are none, there are none.
Ugh. I'm just dumbfounded.
Yeah. Need to be a nail tech, get that license, but you need to dispose of Uncle Murray. Hey, you know what? Any way you choose.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.